This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Monday, December 23rd, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, as we say, Brady Ewing. Thanks, many thanks to him for being with us in hour number one. Who is better than Brady Ewing? I mean, just the guy's fantastic. You could talk about anything to him, including weather, as it turns out.
Maybe if he has more heads up.
That's right. Better, but he did a fine job. Yes, he gave us on-the-ground reporting. The snow is spitting there in Richland Center. More of the weather, by the way, in a second. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, more on the Packer game tonight with our outstanding reporter, sports reporter, Mike Clemens, going to be coming to us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He'll tell us the latest, who's in for tonight's game for the Packers and New Orleans, and who is out. Remember, that game begins with a pregame show at 5 p.m. right here on select stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. And as Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your stations has been selected. It has been. If you're going to be, I'm hoping to be in Richland Center tonight. We'll see how the weather holds. But if I am, I'll be listening at the old home station, 100.9 FM, WRCO in Richland Center. Also on WCQM, 98.3 in Park Falls. And WRJN, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM in Racine. And 98.1 FM in Kenosha. All those stations will be carrying the Packers-Saints game tonight. Friendly reminder, the NFL... Paul Tagliabue says we cannot stream the games. Remember Paul Tagliabue?
Paul Tagliabue who?
Former commissioner of the NFL. Anyway, that shows my age. Anyway, Mike Clemens will be here at the bottom of the hour to give us the latest on the Packers. Maybe ask him a little bit about that Bucks-Bulls game tonight. Get his feelings on the college football playoffs. And just an all-around great guy. I'm sure he'll maybe talk about what's he doing. What does Mike Clemens do for the holidays? Cover sports, as it turns out.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, we'll talk with Mike Clemens at the bottom of the hour. And we also have a What's Worse coming up this half hour, as well as some positive news. How about that? Three soldiers pulled an ice fisherman from the Wisconsin River last week in a story that did not get nearly as much attention as I think it so richly deserves. Why is it that the good things always get passed over for the more salacious bad things? Well, we both know the answer to that.
It's because they get more clicks.
Exactly.
The dollar sign.
But exactly. But we'll give our great soldiers, our people in uniform, a shout out here in this half hour as well. We talked about the weather. In all seriousness, there are winter weather advisories and warnings. Advisories is more accurately to say, across the middle section of Wisconsin. And really, if you would go, say, just east of Eau Claire and then down to La Crosse, Richland Center, the Dells, Sauk County, and then just south of Wausau, and then make a straight line on the north and south of that, going over to Green Bay, Wisconsin Rapids, Green Bay, and also Oshkosh. Those are the counties, the general midsection of the state that's under these watches and warnings right now. According to the National Weather Service, this is in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Some snow expected, some accumulations of 1 to 2 inches, and it's in Jackson, La Crosse, Monroe, Juneau, Adams, Vernon, and Richland counties for this particular section, but again, it goes all the way over into the Green Bay area as well. Plan on slippery road conditions in parts of the state. A band of moderate snow is expected across the southern Fox Valley to Chilton to Manitowoc, Mr. Zomers, during the mid to late afternoon. Additional snow accumulations in that area of 1 to 3 inches, with the highest amounts coming in Winnebago, Calumet, and Manitowoc counties. Are you going home tonight?
I was planning on going home in the morning, but...
Well, you should be fine in the morning. Yeah. They'll have it all. It's Wisconsin. I mean, a couple of inches. I think the real concern here was that some of this precipitation might be coming in as freezing rain, because we're right on that kind of snow freezing rain line right now. And so that's the biggest concern. So just,
yeah, that stuff's gross.
I know. So just allow some extra time wherever you need to go right now across the state of Wisconsin, and our great weather team will keep you up to date on that. Speaking of road conditions, 411wi.gov, and anybody can access this, by the way, for free. Just go to your computer. It also has an app, like there's an app for everything, 511wi.gov. Gives you the road conditions, the radars, and whatnot. So right now, it looks like the majority of snow-covered roads or partially covered roads, kind of around the Stevens Point area, Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa. So our listeners up at WFHR up there, Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield area, going over to Neillsville, and then down to the Mauston, Wisconsin Dells area. That kind of really central part has picked up the most and heaviest amounts of precipitation in the form of snow. So just be aware of that, that those roadways are snow covered. Here's a look at, we're looking right now at the I-90-94 ramp near Wisconsin Road 33. Looks like much of the interstate there is at least partially covered, and there is a crash right now on that part of the interstate. So that's just south of Wisconsin Dells. So allow some extra time wherever you need to get to go. Today is the holidays. Want to get you there safely. It's 12 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike the Civic Media Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest, there are no actual prizes in this one. But who needs a prize when you get the opportunity to have your voice heard across the statewide radio network of Civic Media and around the world on the Civic Media app? How about that, Mr. Zomers? And by the way, if you weren't with us in hour number one, we eked out a win somehow. I still don't know exactly how. We eked out a win over our wonderful and talented colleagues, Jane Matinier and Greg Bach at Matinier On Air. And we, as my grandpa would say, merrily won. He would say, instead of barely, he'd say merrily. And my grandmother, who was an educator, would say, Warren, honestly, there's no word merrily. My grandpa would say, well, I say there is.
That's a very grandpa thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So here now, thanks to our colleague Luke Mathers, we have, just in case you wanted to know, the grown-up gift list text to win grand prize winners. Congratulations to Civic Media's grand prize winners. And here they are. Chris, listening on WCQM up in Park Falls. Angie listens in on WMDX. I wonder if that's Angie from Monroe. Could be. Michelle, listening on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Rosemary, who listens on WCFW, The Tap, up in Eau Claire. Evelyn, tuning in to WMDX here in Madison. Anne, listening on WAUK in Waukesha, and Dan, who listened to the stream on WLCX in La Crosse. So look at that, all over the state.
Although we are waiting for one more. There will be another name added to the list.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, there's one more person that apparently we're trying to get a hold of whatnot. So,
just for those of you sharp-eared listeners who heard that and was like, that was only seven.
Thank you. Thank you, Zomers. So there you go. So again, people actually win these things. And again, congratulations to all of our great winners of the Growing Up Gift List Text to Win contest, and all the $100 winners of each hour. And then all of the overnight getaway winners to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Many thanks to Chula Vista for helping us out on that. And all of our great sponsors, and of course, all of you for listening. Be listening, as we'll have another great text to win contest soon and more chances to win. But right now, time for What's Worse. Very timely, as always. What's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? What's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kind of depends on my week sometimes. But what's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? And this, I guess, could be in any context. They don't give us the context, the old home office people.
Well, I imagine it's generally, is it having to wrap up your plans and go to bed Sunday night knowing you have to get up in the morning, or actually the act of getting up in the morning?
Correct.
For people who work a normal, you know, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday job.
A standard job, yeah. I mean, any job is normal, but I mean, I knew what you were saying.
Typical.
Yeah, there, that's good. Tom, listening in Jackson, a WCXO up there, beautiful Wausau area, he says Monday mornings are worse. And again, I think it might depend on if you're a parent, right? Is it worse all, you know, getting the lunches ready, making sure the kids got the homework done, the laundry is done, the kids have stuff to wear in the morning, you know, is it worse getting all that laid out on Sunday night, or is it the actual act of having to make sure your children are up in the morning and to school and just getting back to the routine? What's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? 855-752-4842. Let us know what your thoughts are. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it, as most of you know, by simply going to your app store, your Apple or Android device, typing in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, comes up, Civic Media, takes less than a minute to download. It is free. Yes, it's what Gail King, who turned 70 this week.
Wow.
70, Gail King. She calls it a deal. At least she says that of the CBS app. And I'm confident if I ever meet her, she'll say that of the Civic Media app as well. What's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text it in on the Civic Media app. I think Monday mornings are worse.
I think I probably agree with that. Although the one thing about Sunday evenings that I have to say is sometimes for me, knowing that I'm going to have to do something, I don't do anything between now and then. So it'll be like, oh, I got to get all this stuff ready in a few hours. I only have a few hours. That's not enough time to do anything. Yes, it is.
But it's psychological.
Yeah, it's psychological.
Dana, listening on in La Crosse, says, I like seeing my house is clean on Sundays and relaxing before bed. There is no redeeming value to Mondays. A Garfield the Cat fan.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. Joshua, listening in Wausau, a WXCO, says, Monday morning, 3:45 a.m., when my first alarm goes off. Holy macaroni. You're an early riser, Josh. God love you. Come on back. More of What's Worse and other things on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Take me to the islands, put my feet in the sand. Rocking to and fro with the rhythm of the ocean, singing silent night with the palm trees a-blowing.
Ooh, welcome back to the Tom Hall Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nicely done, Mr. Zommers, digging deep from the Kenny Chesney Christmas album, a hitherto unknown. I have it, but not many people do. That's a great, all I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
It's a good one.
It is a very good one. Look, I don't mind snow, particularly around during the Christmas season, unless we're traveling. But I have spent a couple of Christmas. Ever spend a Christmas in a warm climate like that, Somers?
I have not.
The first one was down in El Salvador during college. It feels odd at first. And then, but there, I've also spent one in Florida on the Gulf of Mexico. And it's not bad. Let me tell you, it's not bad at all. I think the older you get, like when you're a kid, you want the sledding and all that and whatever. And like I said, I'm not complaining. I like this. But there is something to be said for palm trees and lights and whatever. So I A shout out to Kurt and Florcy, who are enjoying a real good tan right now, by the way, in Central America. It is 22 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock at the after the bottom of the hour break. Our friend and colleague, sports reporter Mike Clemens in, giving us the latest on tonight's Monday Night Football game, the Packers taking on the New Orleans Saints. And talk a little few other things with Mike Clemens. Just a great guy. Somebody you always want to talk to. Right now, we're smack dab in the middle of what's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? 855-752-4842. If you'd like to weigh in, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? Also off the text line, Andrew in Maine says, being currently unemployed, the days are all the same. Look, I've been there, Andrew. However, Monday mornings starting at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time does often bring me a fresh piece, a fresh episode of Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network free app, which makes it better than Sunday night. So look at that. Look at that. See, Jane just making, and I think that's a great point. And that's what, when people sometimes ask me, well, What do you like about being on the radio or whatever? It's that. It's the listener feedback and knowing I tweeted something out this weekend. I'm a big fan of Sunday morning on CBS, and on their Twitter feed, they had one of their longtime hosts, Charles Osgood, who is now deceased. They called him the anchor emeritus, Charles Osgood. And every year he was also a pianist, and he would sing, and so two or three years ago before he passed away, he and current host Jane Pauley sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it was just very, very touching. And I tweeted out that I think that to me, which it goes unnoticed, unappreciated, and maybe even unconscious by a lot of us. But whether you're alone, whatever the circumstances are, we kind of develop, I do at least, as a person who enjoys media, these kind of like friendships or companionships with people in media that we might never even meet, but they keep us company. And I think that's a great point by Andrew right there. How can you go wrong by listening to Jane every morning at 10 o'clock? I mean, it makes you feel better, right?
The only way I can think of that you could go wrong is if you're listening to it instead of doing something else you need to do, and then you get fired or get in a car accident or something like that. So I was trying to think of a way.
Throw a cold blanket on the love, Zomers. Thanks.
So there is no reasonable way you can go wrong.
Well, I got fired because I was listening to Matt Nair on air and stuff. Nobody, come on.
No, I know. You can't go wrong.
You cannot go wrong. Just like Andrew. It makes your day starting off in chain. Matt in Richland Center. Depends on if a Game of Thrones franchise is in season. Oh, well, there you go. See, Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, because Game of Thrones used to come out on Monday or Sunday nights, right?
I'm not sure.
I think so. Also, Tyler, listening up in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. Be careful up there, Tyler. Roads now looking at the 511.gov. Most of the roads around Rapids and Nakusa are now partially covered with snow, saying Sunday nights languishing on Monday morning. There you go. So what's worse, Sunday nights or Monday mornings? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to bring you this story quickly because this is a good one. And this comes to us from WAOW, great station up there in the Eau Claire area. Three Army soldiers helped pull an ice fisherman from the Wisconsin River last week. A release from the U.S. Army Public Affairs said the three were ice fishing when they saw another fisherman fall through the ice. They crawled over to the man, tied their jackets together, and helped pull the man out of the ice. The three men were able to contact emergency services after they helped him from the ice. The soldiers that rescued the local fisherman were Sergeant First Class Timothy Deeren, Staff Sergeant Matthew Jones, and Staff Sergeant Stephen Vest. Captain Matthew Olson, commander of the Fort McCoy Recruiting Company, stated, quote, "I'm beyond proud of the Wausau Army team. Their display of courage and selfless service is a tribute to their Army values and training and reflects the quality of soldiers we work with every day." The soldiers are currently stationed in Wausau as Army recruiters tasked with providing full and part-time career opportunities to young adults in central Wisconsin. Again, many thanks to Sergeant First Class Timothy Deeren, Staff Sergeant Matthew Jones, and Staff Sergeant Stephen Vest, all of the Wausau area. Again, putting their Army training and just their character on, putting their lives on the line and rescuing this guy that fell in the Wisconsin River ice fishing. It's a good reminder, by the way. I mean, I saw people on Lake Winona today or one of the bays already on the ice. Come on, people. Just, it's not, we don't have enough ice for that yet.
There's
just
a time and place, yeah, and it's not yet.
Just please stay, because otherwise you got other people risking their lives to save you. But again, many thanks to the great folks here in the Wausau area, those soldiers of the United States Army, Army Reserve, for getting it done. We need to talk more about people like that in the year ahead. People who just contribute selflessly and help others. Again, a quick weather update for you before we go to the commercial break. Many of our counties in central Wisconsin under winter weather advisory. Expect 1 to 3 inches of snow. Looks like over towards Lake Michigan, over the Manitowoc area, the hometown of Mr. Zommers, and that area might pick up 3 to 4 inches or more due to the lake effect. Roadways right now, say in the Stevens Point area up to Stratford, Mosinee, down to Wisconsin Rapids, Nacoosa, and around Mauston to Wisconsin Dells. That kind of central part is where the most snow is accumulating on the roadways. But just allow some extra time today as you go throughout your day. Come on back. Talk more about Monday Night Football, the Packers and the Saints. A pregame show at 5 o'clock on select Civic Media radio stations. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter here live from Green Bay to talk about it. Stay tuned.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Since Darren Rizzi took over, I think Cam Jordan's back to getting more snaps and therefore more production, more quarterback pressures. Do you see little things like that that have happened?
Yeah, the Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost 4 games by 3 points or less. So you're talking about, I mean, that's a very minimal difference. And you're, I mean, they could be easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So this is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
Coach Matt LaFleur on the Green Bay Packers not taking anything for granted, having his Packers ready to go tonight when they take on the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. You can hear it right here on select stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Broadcast starts at 5 p.m., and then Wayne Larrivee and The Rock take over to give us the call on WRCL Richland Center, WCQM in Park Falls, and WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. One programming note, remember the NFL does not take kindly to us broadcasting on the Civic Media app, so we'll refrain from doing that to keep everything kosher. But here, once again, to tell us all the latest news, live, joining us from Green Bay, Wisconsin, right around that Lambeau Field area, our absolutely fantastic sports reporter and colleague, Mike Clemens. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy holidays and happy Monday Night Football.
Happy holidays to you, Todd, and then everybody else there back at the main space there in Madison.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun time of year, a busy time of year for people both in sports playing it and also for those covering it, yourself included. But you're in Green Bay. Mike, talk to us a little bit about what LaFleur said right there. I think on paper, a lot of us fans looking at this game say, well, this should be a shoe-in. I mean, New Orleans' record isn't that great. It's cold weather. They're from the South. But we heard from Brady Ewing in the first half hour, former Badger and NFL player, that he said some of maybe the precipitation a little bit if you get a really wet game. You don't want to go out there and start hitting guys right away in the second half. But really, he said, you know, in his 3 years in the league, the cold never, you're more concerned about the plays and that type of thing. But how do you see this matching up tonight?
Well, first of all, weather-wise, it's snowing right now in Green Bay, but I think it's going to stop by about the time of the kick. I think fans probably should plan on a mostly cloudy night and temperatures around 26 degrees for the game. Mm-hmm. The Saints, Darren Rizzi is the interim head coach. He's a special teams coordinator who actually Matt LaFleur went after a few years ago, but the Saints were willing to pay top dollar. And now, you know, he has an opportunity to try and hang on as the head coach. Dennis Allen, a defensive coordinator who served under Sean Payton all those years. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you find out these guys are meant to be coordinators and not head coaches, and he kind of lost the team. They started out 2-7. They've had some bad injuries, but you know, they've won a lot of close games, or they've been in a lot of close games. They're 5-9 coming into this. Yesterday, you saw the brilliant job that the Washington Commanders did to upset the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels with 5 touchdowns. These Saints almost beat them a week ago. Almost beat them.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, Rizzi, with all the injuries he's had on offense, thought, you know, hey, you know, we brought in this rookie, Spencer Rattler. He lit this, you know, the offense up in the second half, moved the ball, and it's like, let's just go for it. Let's see if we can get the 2-point conversion and go for the win. Well, they came up short, so they lost 20-19. But they sacked Jaden Daniels 8 times on that defense. They have beefed up the defense since Rizzi has taken over. He's got these guys playing for him.
And isn't that a key, Mike, in your years of covering the NFL and sports in general? If you get players that really buy into a particular coach and make this about, I mean, look, they know they're not going to the playoffs, so they're not playing for postseason, but they're playing for each other, and maybe they're playing for their coach.
They're playing for their jobs, too.
Yeah.
Cam Jordan, though, he's 35 years old. He's been an all-pro, Pro Bowl defensive end. And when Dennis Allen left, he was like playing the younger guys. Mm. And, you know, Cam probably felt like he was being phased out. Rizzi went to the team and said, what do you guys want? And he said, you know, play me, man, play me. And all of a sudden now Cam Jordan has become a factor. He's got 15 quarterback pressures, some sacks. He's a factor back in these games. And I talked to Luke Butkus, the Packers offensive offensive line coach, and Adam Stanovich about that. And they said, oh, no, they've been rejuvenized on that defensive line. They've got some good guys back there. They got the honey badger on the back end.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to be a tough team up front. And so I would think that LaFleur is probably going to respond the way he did last week against the Seahawks and get the run game going with Josh Jacobs. Now, you know, you're getting to the point where Josh Jacobs is down his 6th year in the NFL. He's had almost as many carries as Derrick Henry or some of the other, you know, most used running backs in the league. Mm-hmm. And he finished in his time with the Raiders last year with a bad thigh bruise that was so bad they had to take him into a specialist, that a guy who normally sees people that come out of car wrecks.
Wow.
Like when the steering wheel goes in the thigh.
Wow.
He had calcium deposits in the thigh last spring, and Goody still signed him thinking that he was going to get through this, which he did, and look how tremendous he's been. So Josh Jacobs says, I feel fine, even though all these carries that I had and the punishment that he's been taking, especially against the Seahawks, he surprisingly feels good. You talk to his running back coach, Ben Sermon's like, you know, it's all in the way you fall and the way you know, handle some of these carries. So they love him. They love with the fight that he's got in him, and he loves to get in there early in the game and hit defenders back and make them psychologically think this guy's going to be like a bull all night. You know, he likes direct contact.
Right.
And so I would think that that's something you're going to use tonight to get the game started.
Let's go back for a second. You mentioned this game last week in Seattle. Was out there last week. And first of all, what an incredible stadium, the loudness, the intensity. And I know Aaron Rodgers commented about this on Pat McAfee this week, saying that he was watching the game on the plane back from his game. And, you know, the first quarter, he could hear the Go Pack Go chants, you know, in the Seattle stadium. It was an incredible place to be and to witness. I thought the Packers looked really sharp. Can you share with us, Mike, this story that you kind of found out in the locker room about one of those plays in that Seattle game that you got some intel on?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, a buddy of mine that's in radio in Seattle called me the Friday night before the game because he'd heard one of my reports, and he said, you know, I don't know about that 12th man thing. I mean, it hasn't been as intense since the Legion of Boom,
yeah.
Richard Sherman and those guys, and Pete Carroll left. And you heard Packer fans chanting, you know, go Pack, go, or early in the game. Mm-hmm. So there was one play, you know, the Packers had a brilliant first half against the Seahawks.
Yep.
And but in the third quarter, you know, here they had these letdowns, and they had punts and some miscues. And it's like, if you think you're going to get deep into the playoffs, you got to play four quarters. One of the plays was, you see Jordan Love back there in the shotgun. And when you look at the NBC tape of this, you can see this clearly in all 22. Jordan Love is back there to pass. And so Josh Myers at center, who's made some mistakes, he turns to the right and starts helping out with Big Cat Williams, mm-hmm. along with right guard Sean Ryan. Well, this leaves an inside linebacker. He's lined up over the left guard, Jenkins, wide open. He just walks through this huge opening through the middle of the line and now is about to kill Jordan Love, who manages to dump the ball off over the middle to Josh Jacobs. So I asked LaFleur about this the other day, first day back from Seattle. I said, what happened on that play? And he goes, you know, I've been looking at a bunch of Saints team. I don't think I remember the play. Listen, I'll look it up and I'll tell you back tomorrow. Mm. I'm like, yeah, sure. Right. You know, he just doesn't want to talk about it.
Right.
So then we talked to Jordan Love. We're on his locker. And I tell the same story. He goes, yeah, I don't remember. So about 10 minutes later, after the media scrum has left Jordan, he waves me over and he leans over to him and he goes, inside screen.
Inside screen.
Oh, it's a screen play. Oh, what a beautiful thing, Jordan. I go, yeah. So that opens it up. So the linebacker comes in, and now Josh Jacobs is wide open over the middle. Okay, thank you. So the next day we're at practice, and LaFleur comes over, and he says, now he never comes over to talk to the media. Uh-huh. Practice is supposed to be like a game-like condition. And the PR staffs get nervous because they think, you know, oh, God, coach is upset. Uh-huh. He comes running over, and he goes, Clemens, that play you asked me about, I looked it up. I go, inside screen? Yeah, how'd you find out? Jordan told me.
I love it.
He broke down the whole play. He says, yeah, we found that linebacker. If you did this, I said, yeah. I said, it's a beautiful thing. I'm all good. And I even talked to Josh Myers about it. He says, he showed me how he did the fake block and then turned it in. So anyway, we're looking for that one.
We're talking with sports reporter Mike Clemens. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Talking about Monday Night Football tonight. The Packers hosting the Saints pregame time on select Civic Media stations at 7 o'clock. Kickoff on NBC Monday Night Football coming up tonight and just after 7 o'clock. Mike, I want to talk about this thing that's come up in the fans are talking a lot about Toyotathon. Here's a cut of Coach Matt LaFleur asked about this a couple days ago.
Are you aware of the... Well, probably not because you're so focused on coaching the team, but people just think Jordan starts playing well when Toyotathon starts happening. Are you aware of this?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, so there's a huge thing online, and it's being talked about on national television.
I don't even know what the hell Toyotathon is.
Toyotathon is Toyota's year-end sales event, where from November, mid-November until early January, they have all their cars on sale.
I'm a GM guy, just for the record.
Yeah, okay, good. No free shout-outs. And people, during Toyotathon, the last 2 years, Jordan has 24 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions. And before Toyotathon, the numbers are not nearly as good. So they were literally talking on ESPN last week about how Jordan Love is a Toyotathon quarterback. So I just didn't know if you had heard that yet. But you would agree that he's, you know, playing his best ball of the season right now?
I think this is the best I've seen him. Just consistently doing what we need to do to move the football.
And when you say he's playing his best, does that include last season as well?
I believe so.
Okay.
And he played pretty damn well a year ago. So.
Well, that's why I was asking.
That's the cut from Matt Schneiderman, the Matt Schneiderman Show. I want to give them credit to that. I ask you, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, is there anything to Jordan Love and Toyotathon?
I don't know. I know that's a story that Matt's been running with. I don't know. I just think it's a beautiful thing when, you know, they get, when he's in sync with Christian Watson for deep balls, when Romeo Doubs is healthy and can make some spectacular catches like he did last weekend against the Saints. You know, I mean, Jordan throws one that's low and away in the end zone, but Doubs is able to make a tremendous catch and do that. They seem to have gotten away a little bit from Dontavian Wicks, mm-hmm. who's, you know, doing a great job blocking downfield for him. But then obviously, you know, Josh Jacobs in there. So, will Luke Musgrave play tonight? I don't mm-hmm. think so. He was limited in practice all this week. He's coming off of ankle surgery. Jaire Alexander, full participation in practice. He's been out since October 27th with this torn PCL. he's listed as questionable, and LaFleur wouldn't let on. But, you know, you certainly want to have Alexander ready next weekend against the Vikings when you got to cover Justin Jefferson, which, by the way, that game has been flexed now to 325 against the Vikings. And as for the Saints, Alvin Kamara, their great running back, injured his groin in that game against the Commanders last week, so he's going to be out of the game. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, former Packers receiver, after picking up a couple of rings with the Chiefs and then some time with the Buffalo Bills, he's now with the Saints. He had a chest injury last week against the Commanders, and then a flu bug's going around.
Oh, geez.
The Saints, he's questionable for tonight. And the Saints got here early, so they could have a walkthrough in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And Spencer Rattler, the quarterback, said that their quarterback's coach took him into a freezer in New Orleans where they went through the script of the plays just to feel like what 10 degrees was like. How about that?
Yeah, you don't get 10 degrees in New Orleans very often. The Lions, the Eagles, the Vikings in, correct me if I'm wrong, the Packers absolutely secured a playoff, a postseason path with a win tonight.
If they win tonight, absolutely.
So it should be an interesting game. Anything I didn't ask you, Mike, you think is important for our listeners to know about tonight's game?
No, just that, it would be interesting if they do bring back Jair or Luke Musgrave, you know, as they try and get these guys back. You know, Luke and Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft has done such a great job at tight end.
Yeah.
And ESPN did a stats thing. Of the 2,000 snaps that have been taking place since those guys got into the league last year, they've only been on the field at the same time for 175.
Wow.
So imagine what that could be like if they could have that two tight end personnel that LaFleur likes to run with his offense.
Yeah. Mike Clemens, you're always doing great work for us. I know you'll be there covering the game. You'll have updates on the Civic Media Radio Network. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great call, or not call, but a great game tonight. You want to give us an insight? Who you like tonight?
I don't do a prediction. The odds makers got the Packers by 14.5 points.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would be dandy if the Packers could put another 30 points up. They're on a run right now in terms of the points that they put up. But you'd just like to see four quarters, and you'd like to make sure that you don't have any additional serious injuries.
Mike Clemens, thank you so very much. Happy holidays to you, my friend. Stay safe, stay warm.
You too, Todd. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Come on back. Board Game of the Week after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of the stations you are listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. An update from our sports reporter, who you just heard, Mike Clemens. Many thanks for Mike for taking time to be on the program today, talking about the big Monday night football game, which gets underway at 5 p.m. with a pregame show in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine Kenosha on those stations, respectively. Kickoff just after 7 o'clock tonight on NBC. Looking forward to that. NBC, good gosh, ABC and ESPN, pardon me. Too many games to keep track of there, Mrs. Armour. So
there are a lot.
Anyway, now tomorrow, hang on to your hats and Kringle and hot chocolate, our special Christmas holiday Hanukkah show. All things holiday tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Mr. Sommer is going to do some more Christmas music. We're going to play actual entire most of songs. We don't normally do that, but it's a special show because I think music to both of us means a lot. So we're going to have a special Christmas holiday show tomorrow. And then on Christmas Day proper, the network is going to play all Christmas music. So if you're having a dinner or what have you, a gathering, you can turn us on and hear some great Christmas tunes in the background. And then Thursday and Friday of this week, Mr. Zomers and I are going to look back at our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours, a year in review, revisiting some of the great interviews that Trigvi Olsen and Jane Matinere and I had as we traveled around the state of Wisconsin. We should have kept track or something. I don't have the number of cities and places we visited, but
oh, I don't either.
I would guess at least 50 if you add up all the different sites and
well, if you include aside from just What Makes Wisconsin Great, just all your traveling, probably. If it's otherwise just What Makes Wisconsin Great, it's probably like 15.
Yeah, probably. If you do all the different places we broadcast from, that, yeah.
That's a lot, yeah.
That's a lot. But we learned a lot this year, and some of the best parts, we're going to revisit the Culver's interview, the great folks at Culver's, Wonder Steak Coffee, and many, many more. So be with us on Thursday and Friday as we look back at the year in review, what makes Wisconsin great. Things that are not particularly partisan or political, but just things that bring us all together, which, again, I think we need more of that in the year ahead. It is 6 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Gary in Sussex is on the line. Gary, we've got to get to a board game of the week. Do you have something quick?
Well, I got a joke for you if you'd like to hear.
All right, quick one. Go ahead.
There's this guy sitting at the bar, and he's all depressed. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're ready to close. And there's like a big guy, a motorcycle, Harley guy, 6'6", standing on the other side. And the guy has his beer, and he keeps putting it by his lips, and he puts it down. He puts it by his lips, and he puts it down. This went on for an hour. The big Harley guy goes over, and he grabs a beer, and he guzzles it down. And all of a sudden, the guy starts crying, and the big guy says, "Hey, don't worry about it. I'll buy you another beer. Oh, man, my day's been going so bad. First of all, my house burned down. My wife left me. My dog I can't find. And I was I poisoned my beer because I just couldn't stand it anymore."
He poisoned his beer because, oh my, I hope the guy was okay. Hey, Gary, Merry Christmas to you.
Wasn't.
And we hope that you're doing
Christmas
well.
You too. All right. And then Mr. Dahmer's.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. It is 2:05. Time once again for a board game of the week. Let's go.
Welcome back for another Board Game of the Week, a Stocking Stuffer Edition.
Stocking Stuffer Edition. All
so
right.
I have here, in my hot little hands, as Todd likes to say, Sears catalog. Not S-E-A-R-S, S-E-E-R-S. Like a seer, like seeing into the future.
Yes.
Like magical powers. It is, based on that pun, it's a game where every player is a seer and trying to protect their village from werewolves. But you only have so much space to carry your anti-werewolf items.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to keep just the essentials. I'll read the explanation on the back.
Please do.
A full moon is coming. It's time to gear up with items from the latest Sears catalog, full of Sears-specific goodies. But the werewolves are never too far away, and you have limited space in which to store all these great items. In order to be successful, end up with the most powerful items and the least unnecessary fluff.
Nice. I like that. I like that. It's compact. It would fit in most stockings, I think.
Yes. And it's a card game. It's a trick-taking game where basically you have cards with numbers of different suits, and each one of them is some kind of, you know, fun little werewolf item, like a moon blocker stops transformation in its tracks. It's just like a little screen on a stand that blocks the moonlight, I guess. A bunch of goofy stuff like that. But you play different, you know, runs or pairs or things that you might expect in other card games, and you're trying to get rid of almost all the cards in your hand. You want to keep one or two at the end so you can get points, because if you get rid of everything, you don't get anything.
All right.
So
very good. It's called
Sears Catalog.
Sears, S-E-E-R-S Catalog. How much does it cost?
It is $15.
$15. You can't beat it with a stick. All right. That is your board game of the week. So you're taking off to Manitowoc tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to stick around today and do laundry.
Yes, I did some of that. Speaking of Sunday night or Monday morning, I did some of that last night. So, we'll see. Don't forget many of our central counties in Wisconsin, just south of Wausau, down the Rapids area, Stevens Point area, over to La Crosse, and then back on the eastern side, Green Bay and Oshkosh area, down to, say, the Wisconsin Dells line, Richland County. All those central counties under a winter weather advisory, 2, 3, maybe 4 inches of snow over by Manitowoc, 1 to 3 inches in the central and southwest part of the state. So be careful out there, folks. Make it a very Merry Christmas. We're going to have our holiday show tomorrow, Happy Hanukkah, as well a special holiday show tomorrow, Christmas music on Wednesday proper, and then a week or a year in review of our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. Merry Christmas, Mr. Zomers. Appreciate you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so very much, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Be safe out there. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Monday Night Football tonight on some of the Civic Media radio stations. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Talk to you tomorrow.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.